Thankful Thursday, day four of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. Renew your hope. And wow, what an incredible hour. Great time with Chris Blanchard, learning more about the Grotto, which has meant a great deal to our family over the years as well. And we don't even live here. We live in Boise, Idaho. I'm Brian Howell from Salt and Light Catholic Radio, your host here for Spring Share-a-thon, and just been so incredibly inspired over the last 3.5 days, the stories that have been shared, and just the importance of Mater Dei Radio for 34 years and all the lives that it has touched. And if it's touched yours, we would love to hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286, or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, which is absolutely free, and it has taken this message globally. And Sarah's already shared some all the countries that the different local programs have touched. Thank you for that online gift. But wow, and thanks to those people who came in right under the wire to help us get to that goal, Patrick.
It was like 10 seconds to 10 o'clock when that came in, and Chris got it all in. So thank you, Chris, for your generosity. And you know what? He left behind another nighttime tour. So three of those nighttime tours.
Wow.
But we're going to give that away some other time.
Okay.
Between now and next 7 o'clock tomorrow, because
okay,
it's going to be over. So keep listening. We'll have another opportunity for you to win one of those tours for 10 at the Grotto. That lantern tour is amazing. It is incredible to go to that Via Matris up on the upper levels at night with just the candles. Oh, so powerful. So powerful. All right, new hour, new challenge, and it is a challenge. $3,000 to get $3,000 would make it a $6,000 plus hour. So it's Cathedral Hour. Let's get
yes,
to
it.
Let's get charging. Named after Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. So what better way to celebrate than right here with the $3,000 challenge.
We are always so grateful for the parishioners of the cathedral. You always come through for us. So let's get those phones ringing. 888-823-5286. You can also give at materdeiradio.com or from the homepage of the Hail Mary Media app. And I'm so excited that this hour we're going to talk with Jenna Slotnick, who is the pastoral associate at the cathedral. But also, we have a message from, thank you for that gift. We have a message from Monsignor O'Connor, who is on pilgrimage in Hawaii, but he was so kind to record some messages to share during this hour. So we'll hear one of those right now.
Joining us for this hour of Spring Share-a-thon, it is our good friend Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. Of course, you know him as the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. Monsignor, thanks for being with us. We are in this Easter season as we have Share-a-thon. The theme is Renew Your Hope. Now, Easter comes every year, and we have these liturgical seasons year after year, but how does our Easter season meant to renew our hope?
Well, I think we talk about hope as in the expectation of something that will happen. And imagine the apostles, in the days before the resurrection, before Christ rose, they lived in that hope, but sometimes it was very weak. But then it happened, and then the Lord rose and went before them to Galilee, and the rest is history. And thus we live in that time of Easter, of that hope of the resurrection. So it reminds us of that, I think, that, what are we hoping for? What are we expecting? We're expecting to be raised from the dead. We're expected to go meet the Lord at the end of our lives here on earth, and that one day to be raised up just like he was. So that's really the Easter hope, if you like, if you define it like that, is a hope in the resurrection.
Monsignor, but the idea of hope, though, sometimes people might think, well, all I need to do is hope. I'm just going to stand in hope. But along with that hope, we do have a requirement to act, right? How do we act in this Easter season that, again, carries through that the passion, the resurrection, and now we got to live that Easter season in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead.
Yeah, I think we define, as a Christian, we define hope in a different way. I mean, we don't, it's not just another word for a wish. I wish this happened, would happen. Our hope is based on a reality. Our hope is based on the reality of the resurrection. And that is just a super time to celebrate this, to talk about this during Easter, because that's what our Christian hope is the resurrection. You know, it's not just some sort of, I wish this would happen or, etc. It's based on a reality. It's and thus, once we've come to that sort of reality and understand what Jesus has done for us and what he has effected by his resurrection, we live a different life. You know, we become his at that point, hopefully, and working towards our own resurrection.
Monsignor, we are recording ahead of time your time here for Share-a-thon. That is because at the time that we will be live on the air, you will be renewing maybe your own priestly ministry by going on pilgrimage. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about what you'll be doing when you get to Molokai?
Yeah, so we're going with two priest friends, and we're going to make a pilgrimage to Molokai and to Kalopapa, the leper colony where Father Damien, or Saint Damien, was doing his ministry for all those years amongst the lepers. And eventually, the story, Father Damien caught leprosy and died and was taken care of by St. Marianne Corp. And so it's a beautiful story. So I've read a lot about Damien over the years, and I've always, it's funny because, Father Damien was not someone, he wasn't very easy to get on with.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you read some of the great biographies about him, he could be quite a prickly character. And it's funny because, when I was giving a homily once, or a talk somewhere, and I was describing him and describing that sometimes he's a bit difficult to get on with. He's very forthright. He would tell it as it is, etc. And in the crowd, someone shouted, "It sounds like you."
Oh.
I laughed.
I would not say that, though, in my own mind, as you were saying
it,
that
yeah,
maybe
yeah, yeah.
There is something to, we'll say, holy men that, just put it straightforward
Lord,
out there.
You.
I would say that Padre Pio might have been along that same route. They just kind of said it like it is.
But Father Damien definitely was known for being a bit difficult to get on with. Many of the priests who were sent there to help him didn't last long at all.
Oh.
And if they did stay, they lived on the other end of the island and didn't come into contact with him much. So, not getting into his sort of character flaws or whatever, but I mean, what a man. I mean, just gave his life to those people and just, he lived for others all the time. I mean, he had no concern for his own health, well-being, property, just, lived a very, very poor life and loved God. And the other thing about Father Damien was, we're doing this Eucharistic revival thing. He's got a lovely quote somewhere, I can't remember, but he says, how did you do all that stuff? Just living in that poverty and illness, sickness all day long, every day for all those years. And towards the end of his life, he said, the one thing that kept me going was the sacrifice of the Mass each day and knowing that our Lord was present in our chapels, in our tabernacle, knowing that he was dwelling among us. And I think that always impressed me as well about his Eucharistic devotion.
Hmm. Well, we wish you all of the best on your pilgrimage, and our prayers will go with you. So thank you so much. We'll be back in our next segment to talk more with Monsignor O'Connor.
888-823-5286 is the number to call. 888-823-5286 or materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Now, we have a challenge. Whoa!
Oh, I hear a bell. Oh, very nice. Awesome. Thank you for that.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Thank you so much. That's going to help chip away at that $3,000 challenge. Again, we have to raise $3,000 in order to unlock the additional $3,000 to make this a $6,000 hour. Won't you please help us? 888-823-5286. We have to raise three to get three. ModernDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Cathedral, it's time to hear from you. It's your time to shine.
Absolutely. I would hate to see Monsignor O'Connor come back from Hawaii and for Jenna to have to tell him that the parishioners of Cathedral, we didn't make our goal, and that would just be so sad.
Don't make me do that.
Well, Jenna, thank you for being here. Jenna Slotnick is the pastoral associate at St. Mary's Cathedral in downtown Portland. And Jenna, you've been on the morning show before, and it's just been so great to get to know you. Thank you for that gift. There we go, Cathedral. We're just so glad you're here. here with us today. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how things have been for you working at the cathedral since I think last summer, and a little bit about your role there.
Yeah, so it's honestly been a great joy and a blessing to work there, to work with Monsignor O'Connor and Andreas and Zach and just the whole staff, and to just get to know the parish community. Like, the cathedral parish is just so wonderful. So many passionate, like, on fire Catholics who are just, yeah, seeking the Lord, and getting to walk with them is so beautiful. And I have the privilege of doing, kind of being responsible for the faith formation and sacramental prep. And one of the great joys that I've been able to be a part of is leading the OCIA program and walking with catechumens and candidates as they, right, you know, discern the Catholic faith, they prepare to enter the church. And we just did that on the Easter Vigil.
Oh,
so that was such a joy.
It's amazing.
It's such an amazing joy, yeah.
And you had a pretty big group at the cathedral as,
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah, we had 12 catechumens, you know, give or take some conditional baptisms, and about 8 candidates for,
wow,
first Eucharist or confirmation. So yeah, it was a big group, and they're all so wonderful. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if that doesn't fill you with hope, I don't know what will. Pat Ryan's back in studio. Give us an update.
I got a good update. Lots of thank yous to get out. I want to thank Mary Jo and Lee in Camas. They go to Holy Rosary in Portland, and they said thank you for all you do and the support that we give to the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. That's who's answering our phones right now. So thank you, Mary Jo and Lee, for that gift at 888-823-5286. Lawrence made a gift from St. Anthony's in Tigard. I love what he wrote here. Thank Jesus for what he does for me. Go figure. I'm a sinner, yet he loves me. All is possible through him.
Amen.
That's hope. That's hope right there. Thank you, Lawrence, for that wonderful reminder at MontredayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Judith is in Oregon City, and she goes to St. Philip Benizi in Redland, it appears. Thank you, Judith, for that wonderful gift and your generous support here this morning. And finally, we heard from Marcia here in Portland, who goes to St. Mary's Cathedral. Thank you for supporting that that wonderful rector there at the cathedral. What's his name? O'Connor? Yeah. Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, here in spirit and in voice.
Boy, stop doing that.
All right, here's where we stand. We've got 1370 in for the hour. 1370 leaves us a remaining balance of $1,630. So $1,630 to go. That is a $3,000 challenge. So we have to raise $3,000 to get $3,000 and make it a $6,000 plus hour. We can do it, but we need you. So pick up the phone, call now, 888-823-5286, MontredayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.
Well, I would call during the break so that you don't miss what Monsignor O'Connor has to say in our next segment. So that number, 888-823-5286. Make that pledge of support. Come back and enjoy the rest of this 10 o'clock hour, the Hail Mary Media app or MontredayRadio.com. But we like to hear the phone ring here in the studio. Gives us a little spiritual shot in the arm at 888-823-5286. As Thankful Thursday continues, it's day 4 of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Monterey Radio. Good morning. It is Thankful Thursday, day 4 of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Monterey Radio, and that phone number is 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or just like that person, they went online, MontredayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. So the last update that we got from the call center over there, 1630 to go, 1630 to go. Now remember, this is a challenge hour because it's the cathedral. We have to get the first 3,000 in the barn before it gets matched with the additional 3,000, making this a $6,000 hour. And I think Monsignor O'Connor would say, well done, if he wasn't saying, oi, don't do that. But yeah, we want to do this for the cathedral. Come on, it's your time to shine. Let's give us a call at 888-823-5286.
And we're just so grateful that Monsignor O'Connor, before he went on his pilgrimage, he recorded a message. So we're going to hear from him. We'll also speak more with Jenna Slotnick, who is the pastoral associate at the cathedral. But first, let's hear some words from Monsignor O'Connor.
We're back with Monsignor O'Connor. Now, we've talked about going on pilgrimage. Monsignor O'Connor, along with Monsignor Syak, will be on a pilgrimage to the island of Molokai to see the Father Damien's colony there, another way to renew his spirit and ministry. And we often talk on the Morning Blend about making a mini pilgrimage here in the Archdiocese of Portland. We should all make a pilgrimage to our cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral. Monsignor O'Connor, boy, there has been a lot going on at the cathedral. Be a wonderful opportunity if people haven't been in the last few years. You've made a few changes. Tell our listeners what's been going on.
Well, the major we had a few problems with our roof, and we've had some leaks in the church over the last 3 years, and so we fixed the roof, we fixed the leaks, but the leaks meant that some of the paintwork interiorly needed redoing. And painting the cathedral is not like just going to Home Depot, getting a bucket of whitewash and just slopping it on.
Yeah.
We had to take the plaster off the walls, then they had to be replastered, then they have to have a coat of, you know, regular paint, then they have to have a coat of the finished paint, then the artistic painter comes in and does the, you know, the effect, the dabbing type thing to match the other columns, which were done in 96. So, and in fact, the chap who does that was worked on the 96 renovations. And then it's got to be glazed after that. So there's sort of like five stages to painting the wall. So we've been doing that, and, you know, so it just needs doing, and we're trying to do it. The whole church really needs a little bit of work, interior painting, but we have to do it in stages because it's very expensive. And scaffolding, you don't want scaffolding everywhere all the time. So we do it in stages. But the big thing that we've done this year is we moved the tabernacle from the chapel in the side, the Eucharistic chapel, smack in the middle of the sanctuary. And that that was a wish of the archbishops ever since I went to the cathedral. And it's just a matter of time and money, right? It's just, and it's got to be opportune. And our contractors, when we're doing this interior work, said that they could do it and get it done for Holy Week. And thanks be to God, they did. So on Friday afternoon, not last week, after the Friday before Holy Week began at 2 o'clock, they left the building after about 6 weeks, and everything was done. All the painting, the tabernacle moved, the sanctuary lamps replaced, the bathrooms were renovated, you know, all this sort of stuff. So they really did a great job for us, the Schomer and Sons.
Monsignor, when the tabernacle is placed in the way that it was, does that move the way that you and your altar servers and deacon are seated now? Does that kind of shift the way that looks? Or
it just shifted the archbishop's chair, the cathedral.
It did.
Yeah, so he's now sort of at the side, on the east side of the sanctuary, just against, in front of the pews. But he was the first one to say, hey, put our Lord Jesus Christ in the middle of the church, not me, and just put me on the side. And that's what we did. And it actually works out. We were thinking about removing some pews to put his cathedral there and perhaps build a little platform or a baldacchino or something. There were various little designs, and we just moved it there, and it looked good, and he was fine with it. So he doesn't want any fuss. But the tabernacle looks spectacular where it is. And we removed a large rug in that sanctuary, which many people, you may never have seen, but under the rug, were in the marble, the original marble of the cathedral going back 1916, is a sort of like a star shape, a massive big star shape in the marble that represents the center of that particular area of the church, which is directly under the big stained glass window in the sanctuary. And so we placed the tabernacle smack in the middle of this sort of star. And honestly, it looks as when you walk in there, when you notice it, it's like it could have been there forever. I mean, you wouldn't notice it wasn't there. So it was a really, really good transition from that chapel to the middle of the sanctuary. Yeah.
Monsignor O'Connor, then the side chapel where the tabernacle previously was, what's to become of that smaller area?
So we had to repair that because we removed the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Under the tabernacle was a gaping hole of concrete, and we had to go. We had some marble left over from the 96 renovation. The marble artists came in, they took it away, and they made a design and put it back on the floor again. That chapel looks as though it's never, you know, was never any different than it is now. We had a new crucifix purchased from Italy that came over, and that's in the chapel. So the chapel's going to be very simple. It's got a massive stained glass window in there. It's got this beautiful crucifix, and we've commissioned a votive candle stand that is being made as we speak. because many, many people have asked me, you know, where can I light a candle in the cathedral? Mm. And since 96, we haven't had any candles in the cathedral. So I just realized there's a demand for people, because it's a good thing. You know, the candle represents our prayer for someone or something.
So somebody were to come in to light a candle, what does that represent?
And eventually we'll get some cards made, which, you know, you can send to someone, give to someone, say, hey, I was at the cathedral and prayed for you, and we lit a candle in the chapel, the crucifix chapel. Yeah. And anyway, that's being commissioned, so it'll be lovely. And it's in that room, there's a wrought iron gate that has... There's a little sort of emblem that goes throughout the cathedral. It's like a rose. And when the architects did this in 96, it was in the lights, fittings, and it's in the tabernacle. It's sort of a circular rose, representing the City of Roses, of course. Mm-hmm. And that's a theme that goes throughout a lot of the architecture in the cathedral. And on this wrought iron gate, there are these little sort of roses. So the wrought iron people have been asked to sort of incorporate that sort of thing in the stand. So, again, I hope when it comes... it'll look as though it's been there forever, you know?
Oh, wonderful. Well, again, as we talk about on the morning show, all of us here in the Archdiocese of Portland, sometime this year, we'll make it a point to plan to come to your cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception here in Portland, and see those beautiful changes.
Yeah, please. You'd be very welcome to come and look.
All right. Monsignor O'Connor, be back with us in our next segment.
Wow. Well, the place that you hear these incredible stories, it is on Mater Dei Radio. 34 years broadcasting that message of hope. We want to renew your hope through these blessed airwaves, but we need your help, please, at 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or go online, like that person did right there, materdeiradio.com, and the free Hail Mary Media app. Last we heard, just over $1,600 to go. And remember, this hour is a challenge hour. We have to do the heavy lifting first. If we can raise $3,000, that will unlock an additional $3,000, making this a $6,000 hour for the cathedral.
As Monsignor and Brenda were just saying, you know, this, the cathedral is all of our cathedrals. And Jenna Slotnick is here, who's the pastoral associate at the cathedral. Jenna, when you were with us at the morning show a couple months back, I remember we talked about this as well, about how the cathedral belongs to all of us here in the Archdiocese. And even if you're in Southwest Washington, you can come over too. Yeah. But this is our church. And so, you know, if you are listening and you've ever been to the cathedral, if you've ever just had, you know, maybe a moving experience there where you kind of get to the heart of our Archdiocese, maybe this is the hour where you can give a gift. It's not just the cathedral parishioners. It's all of us. This is our cathedral. And so call in now at 888-823-5286, or you can give at the Hail Mary Media app.
They are ringing and digging for the Mother Church of the Archdiocese of Portland this morning, and we are happy to hear that phone ringing, happy to see the internet lighting up. We've got people we want to thank. Want to thank Monica. Thank you, Monica. Boy, I can't even read this. Monica in Gresham, I hope I got that right, goes to the Cathedral, the Immaculate Conception in downtown Portland. Thank you, Monica, and if I didn't get that right, I apologize. Also, easier to read the ones that come in online. Yeah. For MaterDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. It's all nice and printed here. Austin and Jen are down in Almsville and Shaw. They go to Immaculate Conception Parish there in Staten. Wonderful parish. Great to hear from the folks down there in the Santiam area. So thank you so much for that online gift. MaterDeiRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. And, of course, you're hearing that phone ringing and ringing and ringing, 888-823-5286. You can talk to those wonderful folks from the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frizzotti. Their answer on our phones right now. $680 to go, Brian. $680 to go for the full $3,000. So we have brought in $2,320. $680 to go. We're close. And you know what happens? We get so close and it just stops. No, not this morning. Ooh. Not for Monsignor O'Connor. Oh, don't do it. Don't leave us short here.
888. 888- he wouldn't like that.
No, he would not like that. 888.
888- Stop doing that.
See there, he's here. He may not be here physically, but he's here in his presence. You got to work with him.
Yes, Jenna.
I get to work with him.
There, I get to work with
very
him.
Very diplomatic.
Yes.
Well done.
Monty, if you're listening,
give her
I
a
get
raise.
To work with him.
Give her a raise.
888-823-5286. Now, just because the phone rang there in the background a couple of times, don't give up, because we have plenty of volunteers standing by. We have lots of open phone lines, so just we got to keep our foot on the gas. We've got 25 minutes left, and we still have $680 to go. How much of that can you take on? $10 a month if we can get the rest of those phone lines filled up. No gift is too small. $10 a month goes a long, long way here at Mater Dei Radio. So let's fill up all those remaining phone lines. We call it a phone blitz, but it would be great to reach that goal, unlock that additional $3,000. So when Monsignor returns home from his pilgrimage in Hawaii. Okay.
There's some air quotes happening. You can't see.
If you couldn't detect the sarcasm in my voice. But then Jenna could say, hey, I made my goal. So let's make that happen for her.
Jenna, I think you could say, I made your goal.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Yep. Yep.
So give us a call, 888-823-5286.
Jenna, you and I were chatting a little bit about how Holy Week was at the cathedral, and you spoke a little bit about how you have helped those folks in OCIA go through the process. And we know that in our archdiocese, about 1,000 people came into the church. And for you, this was your first time working at, I think, a parish, or especially the cathedral, during Holy Week. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was really incredible. I mean, I had so many things going on, so I was trying my best to like balance, getting everything done and you know, being present in kind of like that spiritual pilgrimage of the Triduum. And
sure.
But the Lord gave so much grace, and there really isn't anything better, in my opinion. And I mean, this is why I'm working in this position, because I highly value it. But just walking with those people and getting to kind of walk them through, like, okay, these are the three holiest days of the year. Mm. And getting to walk with the people who are entering the church, we had someone actually at OCIA last week. We had time for testimonies about, like, what was it like? And he said, I felt like I was really there. Like, it was, like, I was experiencing these things with Jesus, and he said, like, the Catholic liturgy, like, took me there. Mm. It was just amazing to kind of hear that and to walk with them, to lead them through it. It renews my faith. Like, every time I am in contact with catechumens and candidates and just new Catholics, now they're neophytes, so it's super exciting to be walking with them in this kind of period of mystagogy. It was truly incredible. And getting to go to the Triduum, you know, masses and services with Archbishop, mm-hmm. and the sanctuary was just filled with altar servers and priests. And I've never seen that sanctuary so filled, you know, other than the Chrism Mass where it's just packed.
Right.
But, you know, just those three holy days, just getting to see so many people. It was truly incredible. And Archbishop Sample, is just the way he spoke was just truly incredible. So I received so much from it. And it was definitely a gift.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something that just, I think Holy Week really fills us with hope. And I just love the, like, being like that person in our OCIA said, just it kind of does take you to those moments. And it takes us, you know, to Holy Thursday and receiving the Eucharist. And of course, on Thursdays, we remember the Eucharist in a special way. So today we're very thankful for the Eucharist. And but going through Good Friday and realizing, you know, Jesus is there in all of our sufferings, and then going through to the joy of Easter, it just, you know, it brings us to that Easter hope. And I love that we're in this season still of Easter hope. And I think, you know, witnessing that at the cathedral, I could imagine that just fills you with a lot of hope. And that's what we do here at Mater Dei Radio, is we share those stories. And, you know, I love that the story that you shared about the person in OCIA. And we've been hearing from a lot of converts this week. We've heard a lot of comments about, you know, maybe they were in their car and they happened to find Mater Dei Radio just flipping through the dials. And that's just so amazing to hear that, you know, our listeners, you make that possible when you give to Mater Dei Radio. You help bring people, maybe they hear about an OCIA program on the radio, or I know that they've heard about different parishes and say, oh, I'm going to go try the cathedral because I heard someone talking about it. So you never know, like, what this is going to do in someone's life. So you can give now, 888-823-5286, or at materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, and you can make this difference in other people's lives.
And I think Mater Dei Radio could play an even more important part on the other side of OCIA,
sure,
because you cannot pack 2,000 years of church teaching and tradition into a, 9-month course?
No, you cannot.
So you come out of it with more questions than when you went in. Where do you find those answers? Right here on Mater Dei Radio. So converts, and being a fellow convert myself, the importance of Catholic radio, if you are a convert, we would love to hear from you. Make that call during the break. We do have another segment with Monsignor. You don't want to miss what he has to say. So call now as we take this break, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. It's Thankful Thursday, day 4 of the Spring Charathon at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call, because this is a challenge hour. We have to raise $3,000 in order to get an additional $3,000, making this a $6,000 hour. Thank you for that online gift and that one as well. Wow. Ding, ding, just like that. Thank you so much for jumping on materdeiradio.com or using that free Hail Mary Media app. We like to hear that phone ring here in the studio. In fact, it'd be great to get a phone blitz. Last week, heard we needed almost $700 to reach and unlock that additional $3,000. So we need some more heroes to jump on there and make this happen for us as we're getting ready to go to break at the top of the hour. Let's make it happen for the cathedral. Oh, Patrick Ryan, executive director, walking in here with a list of folks to thank.
I'm strutting.
Wow.
I'm strutting.
You strut there, big fella.
Because we are getting, so close. $480 to go. $480 to go, and we got it all. $3,000 to get $3,000. Helping us on the way, Andreas in Lake Oswego goes to the cathedral downtown. Thank you so much. Making this for Monsignor O'Connor. Thank you, Andreas. Also, we heard online, materdeiradio.com, this guy's trouble. Monsignor John Syak.
Oh!
All the way from Hawaii.
Wow.
Because they're on vacation. He said, go, Monsignor. Go, Cathedral. Saints Damien and Mary Ann, pray for us.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Monsignor Syak. We also heard online from Nick. Nick is in Silverton at St. Mary's in Mount Angel. That's his home parish. Thank you, Nick, for going to materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And he also says he donated a car about 2 years ago and thought it was time for another donation.
Thank you.
We appreciate both of those. Thank you so much, Nick. And we heard from a phone call from Silverton, too.
Ooh, yes.
It's Maria. Maria in Silverton goes to St. Paul in Silverton. Thank you so much, Maria, for calling.
Go Silverton.
888-823-5286. Understand they had a pretty cool park down there.
Oh, yeah. We have a pretty
nice waterfalls in there. We love Silver Falls State
Park. I'm not biased, you know.
No, not you. Not you. Now, you still sing there on Sundays,
I
right?
I do, yeah. I sing at St. Paul's once a month.
So I thought we'd give that so they know why you're biased.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm from that area. I live kind of right between Mount Angel and Silverton. That's where my family's at. So those are kind of my hometowns.
All right. So let's not stop short. Let's do it here for the cathedral. $480 to go. $3,000 challenge match. $3,000 to get $3,000, and it would be a $6,000 plus hour. But we need you.
Wow. Well, we have four open phone lines, and if we could fill those all up with somebody who could give at $10 a month. Can you give $10 a month? If you can, anyone that's sounding my voice, if you can give $10 a month, let's fill up those phone lines and get to this goal. Well, we want to make sure that we have this message from Monsignor O'Connor. Let's hear what he and Brenda were talking about.
Well, now is the time to call, 888-823-5286. It is the Spring Charathon. This is the last, little segment now, this little break with Monsignor O'Connor Cathedral. This is your time to call Cathedral Schools. Well, this is your Monsignor Gerard O'Connor joining us through this hour. So as we round out this hour for you, Monsignor, kind of share with our listeners. I mean, we have been fortunate enough to have you close by. You are always so willing. I don't think ever had said no when I said, Monsignor, can we have a discussion on any type of topic? It's wonderful to be able to have Mater Dei Radio here. Of course, we love your homilies. We're able to pull those for our homilies. Let's just maybe share with our listeners a little bit about how well this relationship between the cathedral, between you and our Archbishop and Mater Dei Radio works so much for the people of the Portland area.
Yeah, I've always been a great fan of, you know, Mater Dei ever since I came out to the Archdiocese and really did a lot of work with you as the director of the Office of Worship, you know, talking about, you know, we used to do a regular segment about the newsletter and things like this. Unfortunately, we've not been doing that recently since I took over at the cathedral. But no, I've always thought it was a great thing because you've helped us promote the initiatives of the Archdiocese with regard to sacred liturgy. And you've always been very interested in that. And I think that's, you know, really one of the most important things that we do as a local church is encourage our parishes to have good, you know, reverent, prayerful liturgies that raise people's hearts and minds to God. And that's really what it's about. So in my role of being tasked by the Archbishop to do that, you know, I've partnered with Mater Dei over these years to do it. And of course, since I've been at the cathedral, all the major liturgies of the Archdiocese with the Archbishop are at the cathedral. And you guys always sort of let everybody know what's going on there, when the Archbishop's going to be there, what he's doing, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been a beautiful thing. So provide information about, you know, liturgy to our people has been very important to me, and Mater Dei have been a big part of that.
Well, we have certainly appreciated your time, too. And, of course, through the Archdiocese, you know, Monsignor, you were the one that shared with us the power of the Surrender Novena. I mean, those are just wonderful gifts that the Church gives us in order to deepen and renew our faith. Can you remind our listeners about the Surrender Novena that you recorded for us?
Well, the Surrender Novena was something that the Archbishop, I had not come across that before, but one of our priests' mothers died, and at that funeral, the Archbishop was given the Surrender Novena that his mother said all the time. And the Archbishop was unfamiliar with it, but he loved it. And he said to me, why don't we get some of these printed up so that we can give to people? So my office, you know, prints the prayer cards for the Archdiocese. And so we designed it and we printed up this prayer card. And, you know, we got a couple of thousand made and we started giving them out. Well, then parishes started ordering them and they wanted 1,000. Then other people wanted them. Then obviously we made the Spanish version of it. And I think between all, between the two versions, English and Spanish, there are probably at this stage something like 80,000 of those prayer cards.
Wow.
Been distributed. We just kept ordering more and more and more and going back to the company and just saying, hey, just send us 10,000 more of those. And so they're all over the place. You can imagine there are 340,000 Catholics in Oregon. That means one in three have got a Surrender Novena, something like that, or one in four. But it's been very, very popular. And we've even had other dioceses ask us, could they use our design for it? You know, the words are not ours, but the way we put it together and sort of made it look. So it just went crazy. It's just, and it's beautiful. And so some of us, like myself, I say the Surrender Novena perpetually. So every day, when I'm on day nine, I go back to day one.
Okay.
And a lot of people are doing that because it's just a simple, great, fundamental truth of our faith. We've got to put all our trust in Jesus, right? You know, do not put your trust in princes or men, but in Jesus alone. And that's, you know, we've got to surrender all our life to him and trust that he's got our best interests at heart, you know, that he wants all of us to be saved, and let him, you know, let us trust him.
Oh, well, we appreciate that so much. And of course, we appreciate our friendship with you and our relationship that you would come and record that Surrender Novena. And of course, that is made available for free to anyone who chooses to download the Hail Mary Media app. Well, it has been such a wonderful opportunity this hour to be with you. And again, as we are playing our recording now for our listeners during Spring Share-a-thon, you are on pilgrimage. We will continue to pray for you throughout your trip and look forward to your return back to the cathedral. Before we leave this hour, Monsignor O'Connor, please, will you end us in prayer?
Yes, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, be with us and all who participate in this project of Mater Dei. Make it successful. May they continue to promote the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Monsignor O'Connor. We'll talk with you very, very soon.
Well, I know my hope is renewed after that incredible talk with Brenda and Monsignor O'Connor. And that's what you get when you tune in to Spring Share-a-thon. Get your hope renewed because you get to hear all these wonderful interviews. 888-823-5286. We are running out of time. Remember, we have to raise $3,000 to get $3,000. And we are within striking distance, but we need to continue to hear that phone ring and the internet ding.
Oh, my goodness. And we got an internet pledge that is amazing here from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor.
Yes.
Went to MaterDeiRadio.com from Hawaii. He said he's listening from my pilgrimage in Molokai.
Wow.
Gotta go now. Have a hula class. That is an image I don't think I want in my head.
Yeah. Pilgrimage.
Thank you for all you do for us, Monsignor.
Stop doing that.
Oh, my goodness. $180 to go is all we need. $180. And we've got all $3,000 to get $3,000. Thanks to Jenna being here, helping out on this end live, and Monsignor Huling in Hawaii with Monsignor Syak. Oh, my goodness. This St. Damien of Molokai and St. Mary and Cope. Pray for us.
All right, 6 minutes to go, so let's hear that phone ring, please. 888-823-5286. And Jenna, in our remaining minutes here, maybe some words of encouragement to get those people off the fence and to pick up that phone and call and get us to that goal. But renew your hope with that being our spring share-a-thon theme. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I was reflecting on this kind of throughout the octave, but the fact that we have a faith that says God really did rise. Like, it's not just a story. It's not just a myth. It's, there's witnesses. And the gospel, you know, accounts are, it's like people saying, this actually happened, and we saw this with our own eyes, like, over and over again. And we believe that this is really true. And that gives me hope. Like, every time we get to this Easter season, I remember, oh, this really happened. Like, this was a historical event. And when people come into contact with that reality, for the first time, I know I did some years ago, and it hit me like, oh, this isn't just a story. This is real. It changes lives. Like, Archbishop Sample will say it all the time. Like, Jesus changes everything. Like, this really does change everything. So, that gives me hope.
$80 left. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
$0 left.
Oh, that's wonderful. And yeah, Mater Dei is really just a way to kind of be reminded of that, because there's so many things going on and daily life and just, you know, modern society where you forget that reality. And when the more in tune you are with that reality, the more connected with it you are, the more we can live it out and be God's instruments in the world and just transform things.
Amen.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have $80 left. Now, if we have a $2,920 hour, yeah, that would be great. And we would be thankful and hopeful for that. But if someone out there listening right now to the sound of my voice can give $80, that will unlock another $3,000. So $80, an $80 gift to Mater Dei Radio right now would make this a $6,000 hour.
Wow.
So if you've never given to Mater Dei Radio, here's a chance for you to be a hero with your very first pledge of financial support to Mater Dei. You could unlock a $6,000 hour. So all we need is $80. Please pick up the phone, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. We are so, so close. We would just love to get that full $6,000 here. And yeah, we just... Cathedral. I know there's somebody from the cathedral listening right now that can take that
on.
Someone's
on the fence. Gotta,
get
you
off
gotta
the fence. Pick up,
pick
the,
up
phone.
The phone.
We also have about 2 minutes left, so don't tarry. Walk right to that phone right now or pull it out of your pocket and dial 888-823-5286.
And Jenna, thank you so much for being here. And just, it was just a joy to have you in studio, and thanks also to Monsignor O'Connor for listening from Hawaii, and thank you for that gift. and but also for recording ahead of time. And yeah, thank you both very much, Jenna.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely.
We can't stop here.
No.
$80? Oh, come on.
We can do it.
Hey, helping us get there this close, though, Tanis. She goes to St. Brigida here in Portland. Thank you so much, Tanis, for that call. 888-823-5286. I think when I opened the door, I heard a ding. So we'll see where that got us. But let's just be assured. Let's get that insurance. 888-823-5286. Again, it's $3,000 to get $3,000.
We don't want to leave this short, so yes, Cathedral, this is your time to shine. Please give us a call. Got about a minute left, and we don't want to stop short. Your $80 gift right now unlocks $6,000. So please, if you're that guardian angel, we need you now at 888-823-5286. A chance for you to be an agent of hope. We will deputize you during the break. 888-823-5286. Let's hear that phone ring one more time, or an internet ding there at moderndayradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app.
We've got 30 seconds left.
Oh, come on.
Got to
hear that phone ring.
I want to know that we made it, right?
Yes, like, absolutely.
Because we're going to be on break until 4 when we come back live.
The ding did it.
Oh, we got it.
Oh.
Thank you very much
for
that gift.
And thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
Well, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back later on this afternoon with some great guests. So join us at 4 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know we will, because we have been incredibly inspired by all these wonderful stories of hope. So enjoy your afternoon. We'll be back later with more Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Day Radio.